and welcome to our first episode of 2022. As we mentioned earlier this week, for the first time ever in over 5 years English Across the Pond, Dan and I are taking a quick restorative break as we work behind the scenes to make this year, 2022, greater than ever before. We're not leaving you hanging, though. Each Friday, you will have an episode to listen to that we handpicked just for you. All of them are going to teach you helpful phrases to build your confidence to have conversations in English. You're still going to get our fun chat. You're still going to get language improvement. And fun fact, the episode you are about to hear about restaurant culture helped one of our members, Emanuela, hello Emanuela, travel on her honeymoon to the U.S. and talk about allergies and food in U.S. restaurants. So we hope the phrases will help you build your confidence and live more naturally in English, and of course improve your confidence and skills. You ready to dive into this episode? Let's do it! Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of English Across the Pond. Woo! We're happy to have you for the first time, or we're happy to have you back. My name is Jennifer, and I am talking to you from California, the US of A, and I am talking to my very good friend across the pond.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dan, and I'm talking to you from a small town called Scarborough, right here in England.
So, if you haven't discovered yet or realized that this weekly English podcast is going to help connect you to real, natural English with a very special focus on American and British English. So you can hear our real conversations, connect to the way we use language naturally together. And the best part is we have even more learning opportunities for you. Every week we create a very special study plan with 7 focused exercises for listening, writing, grammar, speaking, spelling, more ways for you to advance your English. In addition, you get our transcript, which is every single word we say in this podcast. So if you want to learn with us even more than this weekly podcast, head over to our website, englishacrossthepond.com, and get your materials in our membership community. Today, we are really focusing on that American and British English focus by talking a little bit about restaurant culture. Have you been to a restaurant in the US or the UK? Have you ever had an uncomfortable experience? Well, today we're going to help eliminate that. Let's go. All right, Dan, how are ya?
Top of the world. Thank you very much. Can't complain, mustn't grumble. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited to talk about this because we both have been lucky enough to travel, and not even just travel to different countries, but live in different countries and experience different cultures.
Yeah.
So let's make our listeners feel extra comfortable by first sharing a negative experience that we may have had in a restaurant in a different culture.
Yeah. I've got two, so I'm just trying to pick which one.
The most embarrassing.
Yeah, when I first moved to the beautiful People's Republic of China, we wanted to order some, I think it's jiaozi, like a dumpling, like a little dumpling. And we wanted to order 10, and we got mixed up, and we ordered 100. And
oh my gosh,
I can't remember that the waitress was kind of shocked, but they just kept coming. And our table...
And coming.
Yeah. And our coming. Table was, like, piled with plates. And people were all... people were just sort of, like, staring and pointing at us with all of these beautiful dumplings all over our table. How about you?
Did you eat all of them, though? Or did you take a doggy bag?
No, I can't. I mean, it's not a food that... I think with... A bit like pasta, you know, you either eat it there and then or it's not too good later on. So, no, I think we didn't eat all of them, but we had a really good go. There wasn't a lot left. We really tried. They were delicious.
Nice.
Yeah.
You asked me about my experience. Mm-hmm. I think on the note, on the topic of doggy bags, I really think that was... probably one of the most embarrassing type of situations is doggy bags, which is when you take food home, you take it to go, you pack it up.
Yeah.
Can I get this to go? A lot of places don't do that. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of places, like, you look weird doing it. So I definitely looked weird, like, asking for it to go. And they were kind of like, what do you want me to put it in?
Right.
I was like, don't you have like a plastic bag? Never mind. But for me, I hate food waste. I hate food waste. Mm-hmm. So it's just hard for me to leave so much food when I know like it could be eaten, it could be used, you know.
So what kind of, was this a special kind of restaurant then? Or was it a little bit upper class?
No, it was just like a regular restaurant.
Mm.
But anyways, I thought it would be really, really fun to help our listeners understand American and British English culture differently today.
Yeah.
Because even though we speak the same language, even though, you know, we're not that different in terms of things and how we live day to day, restaurants definitely can be a different experience.
Totally.
Off the top of your head, what's the first thing you think of that is different versus UK and US restaurant experience?
Well, I have never been fortunate enough to visit the beautiful US of A, but I believe in certain establishments, your portions are enormous.
Yes.
Question mark.
Yep.
True.
Why are they so big?
Mm. Yeah. And I think that we have followed suit in that way with... in McDonald's, we used to have like going large that you'd add on 10% just for a small amount of extra money. You would get quite a lot more food. I think it's banned now. I don't think you can do that anymore. So we don't have that so much anymore. So it's almost sort of trying to steer away from that, you know, road towards obesity.
Yeah. So that is something I hear all the time. You are not alone, my friend. People always make comments about portion size here, and it's crazy to think that some restaurants advertise bigger than the norm portions, like bigger portions, supersized portions, family size, family style, which family style is a little bit different. You share it, but yeah, portions are huge here, but maybe that's also why doggy bags are so popular. It's not strange to take food home. And in fact, most waiters will ask, do you want a box? Yeah, do you need a box? At the end of every meal, if they see food left over on the table.
And, you know, by all means say, I have no idea. Is it because it's sort of seen as value for money, or you get more bang for your buck? You know, why are the portions so big?
I don't know. I think that's so much deeper than what I know. Honestly, I don't know why they're so big. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it came down. I have no idea. That's theories, but I don't even want to go into them. I think that would take the rest the conversation to a whole different ball game.
Yeah, fair dues.
So then, first thing, doggy bags. Are they common for you? Is it something that happens some places all the time? Never.
Only really, I think, because pizza can come in a box that we only really... You can have them, I guess, in other places, but normally it's in Italian restaurants or sort of, you know, like, yeah, Italian fast food kind of restaurants. Uh-huh. So only there, really. And other places, your portion wouldn't be so big that you'd need one kind of thing, I guess.
Ah, very, very interesting. Mm. Okay. Let's talk about maybe a great way to do this would be visualizing and walking into a restaurant together, and we kind of say like what would happen at each restaurant in each of our countries and our cultures, right?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So when we walk in, we are often greeted by a hostess.
Yeah, same. Not always here. Somewhere around, normally maybe in a cafe, you might see a sign saying like self-service. But very often when you walk into a place, it says, please wait here to be seated. And you wait there to be seated.
And the person who seats you is generally not the person who takes your order.
Yeah, I think it depends. But yeah, very often, yeah, the person will just get you sat down and they're maybe looking after drinks as well. And they will say, a table for... And, you know, and obviously when our daughter was smaller, they would say, do you want a high chair and things like that? So is it for three or table for three? For three, not for free. That would be great, though.
But
a table three. For three. And we'd say, like, when Amy was little, we used to say, two and a half.
Oh, we make the same joke. Yeah. That's such a parent joke.
Yeah, and they roll their eyes and think that's the 300th time I've heard that today.
Exactly. I think that's a really important, throughout this conversation, we're obviously going to be giving some tips and tricks on how to navigate a restaurant, how to have the best, least awkward experience in a restaurant. And intonation by a hostess is often that, like, table four... And it's like dot, 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 like really waiting for you to answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you say eating.
Yeah. For eating. Table four. And then you finish the sentence by saying three, six, etc.
Yeah.
Reservations. Are reservations generally required?
With certain popular, maybe sort of more highbrow, a little bit more expensive restaurants, there can be, you know, they'll say no, that they're full. But generally, no, not really. There's a new place sort of this side of town, and we went there not that long ago, and they said, have you booked? And I was like, no. And they was like, oh, well, it'll be an hour. Like, what? Really?
Yeah, that's really common.
It can happen here, but not that regularly. So it depends, of course, you know, like Valentine's night or, you know, certain times of year, of course. But generally, no. Is it the same?
Yeah. Basically the same. Really popular restaurants, definitely make a reservation. Holidays, special events, definitely make a reservation. But sometimes like a lot of breakfast places here, a lot of really popular breakfast places don't take reservations.
Yeah.
It's a first come, first serve. You put your name in on the waiting list, right? So you put your name in so you can call. Hi, do you take reservations? No. Can I put my name? To come in face to face and put your name in, and then you wait. And some of the really popular breakfast places, like San Diego, especially by the beach, downtown, on a weekend for brunch, expect to wait 45 minutes to an hour.
What, stand there?
Yeah, absolutely. Stand there. Oof. Yeah, maybe shop around. Some places will offer like maybe complimentary tea or coffee or water, you know, outside, but definitely.
Wow.
So going back to, we walk in. So another kind of tip for our listeners is the person who's sitting you down often won't take your order. Sometimes they might offer, can I get you something to drink? Otherwise, they're just sitting you down. So don't feel like they're being rude or something if they don't offer you food or ask to take your order, because it's very common that they just sit you down.
So the really lovely lady who just sits you down and you think, great, isn't that? And then this not so lovely man or whatever, you know, can be a bit disappointing.
Yeah, maybe, depending, yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on what that. So you sit down, water. Tell me a little bit about water. Is water free? Is water at the table? Do you have to ask?
Yeah, you'd have to ask. And if you'd have to maybe specify like tap water. Faucet water, tap water, and that's free. I think it's illegal. The law is they have to provide you with water, but that's only, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Our water is perfectly safe to drink from the mains, from the tap. But normally they don't ask you if you want water. You just, they're hoping that you pay a crazy price for some Pepsi or 7-Up or, you know, so no, they don't offer you water. No, not normally.
Okay. When water does come, if you ask for water, is there ice?
Well, again, I mean, strangely, I always have espresso, and they always say, I mean, this is in a cafe, not in a restaurant. I always have espresso, and often they say, do you want a glass of water with that, which is tap water. My daughter loves to have a glass of water, and I have to say no ice. Sometimes they ask, but I have to specify no ice because she doesn't like cold drinks.
So that means if you don't make any comment, if you don't specify, it comes with ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is it the same?
Water is almost always served. Like either on the table or served. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With like the drought, especially in California, a lot of places will now have signs on their menu or little notes on their menu on the table, you know, water not provided unless you ask. And there's often a little trying to save the environment or trying to conserve. Like mm-hmm. if you want water, ask. Often it is tap, of course. At a little higher end restaurants, they will ask, oh, can I have some water for the table? Oh, would you like sparkling or tap? Mm. Or, you know, would you like sparkling water? Oh, is that bottled or whatever? So they might ask and specify, but otherwise it's tap water that comes to your table. It's often in a pitcher mm-hmm. and it may or may not have ice. I think ice for me is hit or miss. I don't think it always happens or always doesn't happen. So if you're coming to the States and you want ice, you'll definitely want to ask for it.
We would say that the water would come in a jug. Is that the same as a pitcher, or is a pitcher bigger than a jug? Do you say jug?
Oh, we don't really say jug. No, it would be a pitcher, but I think it's the same.
We only have the word pitcher in kind of American bars, you know, here in Britain.
Ah, pitcher of beer.
Yeah, or of whatever. But yeah, we say a jug.
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Okay. So then restaurants, how is the service there? How is the table and waiter or waitress relationship? Tell me a little bit about the service.
Yeah, they're normally... Well, some are friendly. I actually got in a conversation with a waitress, like, you know, I was there with my family and we had talked for quite a long time. But generally, they don't chat too much and just, you know, obviously just go about their business, just take the order. But yeah, nowadays it's very common for waiters and waitresses to say, are you ready to order? As in, I don't mind if you're not ready. Or are you ready to order your drinks now? Or would you like a bit more time? So this is quite a new trend that there's this lack of pressure that you have got time. So would you like me to just take your drinks now and I'll come back and get the food order? Or are you ready now? And lots of nice questions, which is cool. It's nice actually to feel sort of like not rushed. And then they'll go through the orders, and very popular, very common now is they'll read the order back to you once they've taken it, just to double check everything. And I think both of those are sort of, they didn't used to happen, but they do happen now.
Interesting. So would you say generally when you go into a restaurant, are you kind of left alone? Do you really need to like, oh, where is the waitress, and kind of get their attention? Or are they constantly kind of at your table just even checking in?
They will check in once, maybe twice if you have a dessert. But no, they'll check in once and say, is everything okay? And I always make a point of like, I think it's a lot of people... Say they ask sort of the table, but one person says, yeah, it's okay. But maybe someone isn't okay. So when they say, are you okay? I always sort of address the question to, are we all okay? Is everyone fine? And yeah, they do. But in general, they leave you alone. And it can actually be quite hard to catch their eye because they leave you alone. So I think particularly if... We as a family don't like to hang around too long. We don't normally have dessert and we don't normally have coffee. We're sort of in there for maybe 40 minutes or something rather than an hour and a half. So we are often ready for the bill, the check, quite early. And I think they're thinking, I'll give them another 10 minutes so they're not looking over at our table. So yeah, we often have to sort of like wave our arms around to get the check.
So great, 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 great lead into another question is... How do you get I'm going to ask you that. How do you get the waiter's attention? But just kind of briefly explaining a little bit about American culture and restaurants. You are going to be talked to very often. Ooh. Very, very often. Mm. And the kind of like higher end the restaurant, I mean, you're going to take a sip of water and someone is right around filling you back up. Gosh. And in like some of those restaurants I mentioned, I don't like waste. So there's been a couple of times that I'm like, oh, no, 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 don't fill up my water because I don't want to waste the water. And I had a waiter tell me like, this is literally my job. Wow. And I just really want to fill up your water. And I'm like, well, don't, because I'm not going to keep drinking all the water you're giving me. Mm. And I don't want to waste anything. So please, no, I don't need a refill. So I've like had this kind of conversation with people. It is so incredibly common to have a waiter ask, is everything tasting okay? The second the meal is dropped off, almost like a food runner. So sometimes in some restaurants, they will have a food runner. And that's someone who's just bringing the food from the kitchen to the table.
Yeah.
So the food runner comes, drops off the food. Waiter is almost immediately behind him. Everything okay? Everything tastes okay? And it's like, we haven't even taken one bite.
Yeah.
So it's definitely common to have somebody consistently be coming around your table, checking on your orders, checking on things, and et cetera. And so that it is really busy or you're not getting this kind of attention. I notice with friends, they're often like, oh God, where is she? They're so slow. He's over there. And there's like, it's a conversation if you're not getting a lot of attention. So
wow.
Different right there.
Do you like all the attention?
It's one of those things like when I need it and I want it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I just kind of want to be left alone, no.
Yeah.
So it's on that note, if like, let's say you and your friends are going and maybe you're going to a restaurant to have like a really serious or a really important conversation and you don't want to have someone just constantly be coming, it's very common and very okay to politely tell the waiter or waitress, depending on the type of situation, the type of restaurant, but like, oh yeah, we're just going to catch up for a minute. We're going to have a look at the menu. Like we're definitely going to need some time.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get your attention or something along nice. Those lines.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Cool.
So getting someone's attention, do you snap your fingers and wave your arms and yell, hey,
God, no, I have been in restaurants where people have gone like, oh,
oh my God, how embarrassing.
Really awful. And it's been, more sort of like when I've been overseas. Well, it's definitely been when I was, it was definitely when I was overseas. And really cringy. And people who, for whatever reason, feel superior to, and in a situation where they actually want to show what they perceive to be their hierarchy or their higher status, and they've snapped their fingers or clapped their hands. I mean, awful, awful. No, what we do generally is kind of like in a sort of an embarrassed kind of rubbish way, kind of like wave our hands around a little bit. And then
is that rubbish to do?
Well, and no, I mean, it's not very effective, and it's very British sort of like, and when they just walk past, you just, oh, they didn't see me, like Mr. Bean kind of thing, you know, and you put your hand up near your head, and when they don't see it, you just pretend that you're scratching your hair. and you try to get them when they walk, excuse me, no, she's gone, excuse me, no, she's not looking. So it can take a bit of a bit, we don't want to cause a scene as British people, mm-hmm. It can take a little bit of time, and you'd certainly don't want to shout or, you know, clap your hands, but at the same time, you have to make enough noise to be seen, so it can be hashtag awkward.
Oh gosh, yeah. The hand wave, so embarrassing. I feel so uncomfortable when I'm at a restaurant with somebody who waves their hand, because it's like, oh my gosh. So especially if I'm with a friend or someone who's like not from the States and that happens, I'm like, please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't. You know,
start,
and I like have to give them a little, they're not from around here, comment under my breath as the waiter's leaving.
Yeah.
We don't wave our arms. No, 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 no. So I mean, you'll probably see it happen. You wait to catch their attention with eye contact.
Oh, wow.
So you like, you know, you kind of often will look around, like you look like you're looking for your waiter, and then you'll either catch the attention or perhaps somebody else, another waiter or waitress, will see the attention, oh, that section is John's, and we'll be like, hey, John, table number 5 is looking for you. So kind of having that type of communication, waiting for them to walk by. And when they walk by, excuse me, That kind of thing. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe also if you're looking and you make eye contact, maybe you kind of like put up your finger or kind of like not arm up wave, but maybe make a small, very nonchalant hand gesture of like, you do need them and you're not accidentally making eye contact, you know?
Yeah. So yes, like raising your forefinger.
Yeah. Kind of like elbow at your side.
Yeah.
So arm halfway and your finger kind of up by your face. I'm doing it too. And kind of just doing like a little wave or like, oh, kind of a head nod. Like, yeah, I need you kind of thing. So definitely eye contact. Wait till they pass. Excuse me. Do not wave your arm ever.
One that I like is when people have an imaginary notepad in one hand, an imaginary pen in the other hand, and do a sort of, do you know
yes.
that?
Well, that, so that is how you'll do the check maybe.
Yeah.
And for me, my kind of justification or my thought process of you don't wave your hand, but you can do the check is kind of to avoid, like, if you are just asking for the check, the waiter or waitress doesn't need to walk all the way over to your table to be like, can you walk all the way back. So if they kind of just know that that's what they're doing, they can get it ready for you and then bring it immediately to the table.
I think maybe my favorite is to do the writing on the piece of, you know, the invisible writing on the invisible piece of paper and mouth the words. You don't.
Bill,
please. But you don't say anything. You just, and this takes.
You're doing the signature, right? You're doing the signature in the air.
You're doing the signature and you go like, Bill, please. But you don't say anything.
Yes. Very common. So we're the same in that way.
Yeah. And I've, for some reason, I've just remembered in Vietnamese, it's Tinh Tien. Tinh Tien is it either means bill or check or get the bill, please. Or I've had enough to eat now and I think I'm considering leaving. I'd like to pay. Something like that. Tinh Tien.
Nice.
What is it in Portuguese?
Like the what the bill is?
Yeah, when you say like bill, please.
Conta.
Ah.
Conta. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that question about like Portuguese, you know, because that's where I've lived, that's where I have family, that's where I have a lot of contact of cross-cultural restaurant stuff, is how to communicate with the waiter when they're there. And our language focus is going to go into this a lot more, but I know you guys, you Brits, are incredibly polite, overly polite.
Yes.
And however Americans stereotypically may be perceived, when it comes to restaurants, we have a very polite way of making a request using modals, using particular sentence structures.
Yeah.
Talking about what to avoid, we have those imperatives, commands.
Yeah.
Sit down, get up, bring me, get me. We don't use those in restaurants. So get me a water, bring me a water, get me a menu, you know.
Or just water.
Water, exactly. And I've kind of heard like, pega uma água para mim, which would be translated to like, get me a water or bring me a water in Portuguese, you know. So in terms of translation and direct translation, that would not really go over well. That wouldn't really be polite in an American restaurant. Get me, bring me, even I want.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because, I mean, I imagine myself, me going to Brazil and, you know, I can't speak any Portuguese. So just for me to say, I want whatever, pizza.
But you wouldn't even say, like, I want in English. You wouldn't say, like, I want a pizza. That seems so rude.
Yeah, sure. But I may inadvertently, by trying to be polite and by trying to be nice and trying to speak that language, let's say Portuguese, I end up being really rude because I say it sort of in the wrong way. It can be sort of a double-edged sword.
Yes, it can be. Mm. And sometimes when we don't know the language, all we can do is translate.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah. Direct translation.
This is where direct translation can sometimes hurt you.
Yeah.
Final chat topic today, tipping.
Oh yeah.
What happens in the UK at the end of the experience, the end of the meal, we do our hand gesture, air signature, mouthing, check.
Yeah.
What happens then? Is it to tip or not to tip?
What we do is, honestly, if it's been very good service, we give a bigger tip. If it's been okay, we give a smaller tip. And if the service has been really bad, we don't tip.
So there's no expected standard.
No, and some people do and some people don't, and some people, like, if there's a big group of you and like a really big party, like 12 of you or 15 of you, and say you're all, each person say has spent £20, everyone might put in like 22, which means that the waiter or waitress actually gets like £20 off the table, like quite a bit of money if everybody puts in. But no, I mean, we've had times where we as a family have been like, we're not giving this gentleman or lady a tip. But there are times as well when we have a really nice chat and they really are. And maybe, you know, they go out of their way or say, oh, would you like to try this? It's new, or, you know, something like that. And then, yeah, we'll give a healthy tip. And just to say, like, normally you would leave, if it's, say, two or three, four of you, you'd leave maybe £3, £2, £3, £4, £5, something like that. It used to be a pound, but, you know, inflation, a pound used to be quite a lot. And a big tip, if there was only two of you and you were left £5, that's pretty generous, depending, of course, on the type of restaurant. But the type of restaurant I go to, £5 is seen as sort of like quite a big tip.
And what's the cost of the total bill if you're leaving £5, more or less? What is a dinner for two, a meal for two?
It would be around sort of like £40, say.
It's like £40.
Mathematics.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing the mathematics. So it's, I mean, that more or less, give or take, you know, is less than 15%. And yeah, you would definitely, the waiters would definitely talk smack about you when you left.
Oh, wow.
In America. Mm. Yeah. Tipping, as I think it's not any new information for anyone, you tip in America, you tip a lot in America in restaurants. It is like continuing to grow. It used to be kind of 15%. Now 18 to 20% tip is what is really expected if you have a good experience.
Yeah.
You know, if to tip less, something really needs to be wrong. But even in the worst situations, you still leave a tip.
Wow.
I mean, they could forget, they could spill, you still leave something. And tipping so huge. And you made a comment about like, oh, if there's big parties on menus, I have seen for groups or of parties, right? A party could be a group of people. Mm. For parties of six or more, 18% gratuity will be automatically added to the check.
We do occasionally, I think, have places where it's added, but you can still tip as well if you want to, but you will
on
read
top
that.
Of that,
yeah, but maybe you tip a bit less, sort of thing. Yeah, but here tips are seen as not part of the wage or not part of the earnings. We do see it as being extra, rather than if I don't give them a tip then they won't have enough money this month or whatever. We see it as giving them extra on top of their proper real earnings. Is that the same? Is that different then?
Probably different. So in the UK, do waiters and waitresses make a pretty good salary?
No, not particularly, but it's not. I mean, it's on a par. It's not terrible. We have a national minimum wage, but tips are seen as giving them extra money rather than giving the money that they don't get from their company. That's just the way it's considered, even though they don't get that much money.
Yeah. Waiters will typically make minimum wage. And it varies across state, right? So because it is minimum wage, because it is so low, tips are expected. Tips are the majority of income for a waiter or a waitress. It's kind of what they live on. And there's that idea of waiters and waitresses live on tips.
Yeah. And we don't have that here.
Yeah. So thanks for taking me on a walkthrough of a British restaurant experience.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed the meal. You'll come back now.
Yeah, y'all come back now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great chatting. And I hope you listeners that you will now feel a little more comfortable when you go into your next restaurant experience.
Yeah. And when the waitress or waiter first says, hello, at table four, you don't just run off.
Yeah. Awesome. Dan, thanks so much for
a great
conversation.
Yeah. It's been great.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. See you
later.
Next time. Bye.
We are going to continue helping you navigate your next restaurant experience with a little bit more confidence, accuracy, and ease in today's language focus. Throughout this conversation, Dan and I talked about different restaurant experiences in the US and the UK. And naturally, we mentioned what waiters or waitresses say, common questions they ask, how we respond. So this entire episode is like a language focus, helping you understand what to expect and how to communicate in a restaurant. We mentioned that today's language focus is going to go into more detail about the best, most accurate, politest way to make requests, order, and communicate with a waiter or a waitress in English. Remember that this language focus can only go into so much detail, and we provide more details, explanations, and examples in our study plan. So today's episode is going to include common phrases that you need to know, phrases that you need to avoid. However, our study plan is going to include common questions that you'll be asked by a waiter, common questions that you should expect at a restaurant, and tell you how to prepare. So remember, you can get that study plan and get these extra resources by joining our membership at EnglishAcrossThePond.com. It's very, very important that you remember your waiter or your waitress is a peer. It's someone who is equivalent. And in the States, in the UK, we do not treat our waiters or waitresses with any less respect. So we greet them. Greetings and salutations are really expected to start off the conversation and start off the air quote relationship you will have during your meal. So it's very common to greet your waiter or waitress with a hi, hello, how are you? There will often be small talk briefly, maybe a comment about the weather, a comment about how busy the restaurant is, maybe related to a holiday or an event happening. Common greetings and small talk is a huge part of the restaurant experience in English. Next, you'll want to know the following phrases to order. I'd like or we'd like, which is the contraction of I would like or we would like. And that is making a request about what you want to have. I'd like, we'd like is the more polite way to say I want or we want. You do not want to say I or we want. That's rude. I'd like, we'd like, and have. The verb have is also incredibly common and incredibly used in the restaurant experience. So questions like, can I have? Or a statement, I'll have, I'm gonna have, which is the linked contraction of I'm going to have, I'm gonna have. And that is a great way of saying, again, what you want in a much, much better way. You can also use the verb get, I'm gonna get, I'll get, can I get, and have and get are really used synonymously in this situation. Sometimes you're going to get an appetizer or you're gonna get something that you wanna share at the table or something before your main meal. So it's very common to say to start or for starters, we'll have, to start, we'd like, and we're gonna get French fries for the table. So for the table really has the meaning of everyone is going to share that food. Another possibility is to use the verb take. I'll take the special, I'll take the pasta. This is a little bit more common in American English, not so much in British English. Have, get, I'd like are gonna be the most common. However, it's good to know about some varieties that you may hear. Finally, it's incredibly, incredibly common to make a special request, maybe ask for something slightly different, or to make a modification. Some restaurants do this, some don't. So it's great to ask, would it be possible when you're making a special request? Would it be possible to get the salad dressing on the side? Would it be possible to get a side salad instead of the potatoes? Would it be possible to, and then you make your request. knowing these phrases, understanding how to ask these questions in the correct structure will make your restaurant experience so much more enjoyable, and you won't need to use the hashtag awkward, feeling. So hopefully that helps you. Remember, our study plan is going to give you even more, and we will see you next week. Enjoy your next meal. Bye-bye.